you're pretty young when you started that. I mean, you're young now.
No, I'm not young now, but I was 27.
But that's pretty young to be kind of the lead person, plus organizing this huge, which land area.
Well, yeah, but the thing, well,
so
you know.
What was it? I mean, if you step back and just talk a little bit about that excitement, the emotion part of, okay, we're doing this, you need to stay ahead of this, you got to coordinate. Just kind of describe when it first landed on your lap, what that felt like.
First of all, when I came to Alaska in 1970, my first year, I was 27. By the time the real deal started, okay, I was 30, 31. So, I mean, I wasn't a babe in the woods. I'd done quite a bit. You know, I'd been on university faculty, you know, as an instructor. I'd worked on other projects. So, I mean, the only thing about this, there were two things about this I can remember that all of us, I can remember, we were all so thrilled that we were actually making decent money doing archaeology. And I'll tell you how much. My salary was $5.50 an hour, and I thought that I had died and gone to heaven, all right? And we were living in a camp. We were being fed and housed, and it didn't cost us one red cent, so that every dime we made went right into the bank, all right? And, I mean, that was unbelievable. I know $5.50 an hour didn't sound like much now. It's below minimum wage. 35 years ago, that was big time bucks. All right. And so that was primarily what was, I mean, we were all just, holy God, you know.